Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, sign stealing, and I'm not talking Major League Baseball or any other sport. I'm talking about political signs. I see an article. Former college VP caught on video stealing Donald Trump signs in upstate New York. This is according to WIVB Buffalo. The man, Norman Muir, now in his 60s, a former vice president of academic affairs for Medill College in Buffalo and other positions in academia.
Well, a couple of things. On the one hand, it's pretty funny. You know, people steal signs as if it's going to make a big difference in an election, especially in New York State, where Trump is going to get trounced. So the idea that passions run high in this election, and all I can say to that is you ain't seen nothing yet, because this is a very close election. The polls are showing it is even Steven. And when that kind of thing happens, people with passionate feelings let you know about it, one way or the other. I know that on our Vox Pop program, people call in, and they say some pretty strong things, particularly about Donald Trump. And as I say, passions are running extraordinarily high. So if you take this one guy ripping off signs, that's bad news. But it's also sort of pathetic. You know, you take risks, you do things like that. It doesn't make much sense. It's highly symbolic and rather stupid. On the other hand, we're going to see an awful lot of passion shown as the run-up to this election occurs.
Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump is lashing out. He's attacking the moderator and the pageant winner. He says his mic might have been tampered with and that he was right to comment on a beauty queen's weight.
Well, you know, he can say anything he wants. There is an old friend of mine who used to say, never apologize. I thought he was wrong. We worked together back at Rutgers, and he used to say to me all the time, never apologize. Because once you've apologized, people think that there was really something to it. Hillary Clinton apologized for the email. I thought it was exactly the right thing for her to do, because it really did stop Trump at the Garden Gate. There was nothing else he could do. In the case of Trump, to have gone after a woman and said she was too fat in a beauty pageant is just really insulting. I don't like beauty pageants to begin with, to be honest with you, but it just was insulting to women. And I think that that discourse between him and Hillary Clinton just showed that he was a misogynist pig. I mean, what else can you say that most women would say to that? It is something that all of us have to watch out for. You know, we know that we objectify women in this society. There's no question about it. Women know it. Men know it. And yet, when somebody underlines the fact that it is so misogynist and sexist, it redounds to their disgrace.
Is the female vote something that can swing the election?
Without question. Look, there are a lot of Republican women in this country who are now saying Trump isn't the one. And the fact that he keeps doing this, again, in an appeal to that white male constituency that he is courting, shows that his attack on PC, which is what this is, you know, he's saying, I don't care. You know, if I want to say somebody's fat, I'm going to say somebody's fat. And you can't tell me to shut up and you can't tell me what to do. That is a stick right in the eye of the American women electorate who have been fighting this kind of thing for so long. Not only that, but when Hillary Clinton says equal pay for women and there's silence on the other side, what are we talking about here? The year is 2016, and what this shows is that if your sister, your mother, you know, your daughter goes out and gets a job, that person should be getting as much money as a male is for that same job. Who could fight that idea?
How about this idea from the publication City and State? Tom Allen writes, Born to Run, is Preet Bharara destined for political office?
Well, we're going to be hearing more and more of that. First of all, we have the disgrace of Hillary Clinton saying that she didn't know whether Preet Bharara would be renominated if she becomes president. Will you please, please explain to me how that is smart if you're running in a presidential campaign and this is one of the most admired men around and is doing this work and then backed up by the man who has the most to do with Bharara, and that's Chuck Schumer, who said, yes, it's too early. Well, I don't get that. I've never gotten it from the day that these two said it. Bharara, of course, is an appointed person. And if they don't appoint him, I would say, run, Preet, run.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.